Hi there, this is Brianna, and today I want to chat a little bit about very confusing skincare ingredients. There are so many very scary terms on the back of your cosmetics bottles, and over the course of the next few podcasts, I want to demystify some of those terms. So today I want to chat about three ingredients that may sound scary or confusing, but that are actually really good for our skin. And then in another episode, I will be sharing some ingredients that not a lot of people realize aren't that good for them, but are in a lot of cosmetics on the marketplace today. So the first one I want to talk about is blue-green algae. And a lot of times whenever I mention this ingredient to people, they say, ew, algae, gross. Why would I want to put that on my skin? Isn't that what we would consider to be pond scum or something that's growing in the ocean or a lake or in a not so well-treated pool? And while I understand that the term algae can seem a little daunting, actually, it can be incredibly great for the skin. And of course, when it's used on the skin, it's not just straight up pond scum that we're putting on the skin. It's purified in a way to make sure that it's safe for us to apply topically. But there's a component of blue-green algae that's called cyanobacteria, and we actually, while so many of us who've struggled with breakouts definitely do not like the thought of bacteria, good bacteria and bad bacteria are completely, completely different things. And so a lot of us don't realize that we need good bacteria in the skin, and that can help balance out the bad bacteria. So blue-green algae is an interesting thing because it helps to balance out the overall health of the skin in that way. Plus, it is loaded with proteins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. And many of us have taken internally or put in our smoothies spirulina. And spirulina is an internal form of a blue-green algae that is loaded with high protein, amino acids, and essential fatty acids that help to nourish us from the inside out. And topically, when blue-green algae, something very similar, is applied, it does wonderful things for the skin. It helps build and repair, it helps nourish, it helps to soothe and calm, and then essential fatty acids are so very good for the skin in helping to balance out oil production and keep us looking younger longer. So while it might sound absolutely vile and disgusting, it's one of those ingredients that I thoroughly love using in skincare. I have it in my mermaid mask, which is a blue-green powder mask that you activate with a liquid, and it really helps to lift and firm and purify the pores while giving you a really smooth texture. A couple of other ingredients in that are a little confusing to people are DMAE and MSM. And these ingredients can seem a little confusing because, you know, not a lot of people know what the heck they are. DMAE is actually a derivative of the B vitamin choline. And while some people call this ingredient a facelift in a bottle, which I kind of feel is a fantastic claim, but I do prefer to be more conservative in my description. And while it does help to lift and tone, I don't want you to think that it's a too good to be true quick fix. But know that over time, consistent use of DMAE in skincare can help the skin be more firm and lifted, and it's actually very calming to the skin as well. Now, MSM, a lot of people with joint issues take MSM. It's short for a very long word that also sounds a little scary, methyl sulfonyl methane, MSM. And it's basically a type of sulfur that's found in our bodies as well as in some plants. And it really helps to enhance the collagen and elastin bundles in the skin as well as the keratin, which are the building blocks of our hair, skin, and nails. It helps to make the cells more permeable so other ingredients can penetrate better and the body can absorb those nutrients as well. It helps to calm redness, even pigmentation, and contribute to a greater brightness in the skin. So all of these ingredients, while they may sound daunting or scary, they're actually quite lovely for us. I combine them with kaolin clay and bentonite clay in my mermaid mask, and if you are struggling with redness, smoothness, or seeing a loss of firmness, you may want to check it out. So we'll chat soon about ingredients you may want to avoid, and also some others that I absolutely love.